Wow, in what can only be called a mea culpa, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, or Facebook, has come out and admitted that the fact checkers were all full of crap this entire time, and he's dropping the fact checkers because they're too biased, he says. They're just basically left-wing thought police, and it doesn't work. It just ends up suppressing freedom of speech, and Zuckerberg now says, after years of suppressing freedom of speech, he now says he wants Facebook to become a bastion of freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Like, all of a sudden, after Trump won the election, you know, Facebook is backpedaling on its years of extreme censorship, deplatforming, demonetizing people who had really important ideas for humanity. And those people would, of course, include myself and all of us in alternative media, and advocates of natural medicine, advocates of healthy living. We were all censored, we were all deplatformed, and my company has sued Facebook, along with Google, YouTube, the GEC, the Department of Defense. We have sued numerous organizations, including overseas NGOs who were involved in censorship laundering. That lawsuit from Brighteon Media was filed on Memorial Day of 2024. It's still working its way through the federal court system in Texas at the moment, and we'll see where that goes. But I do want to thank Mark Zuckerberg for basically handing my lawsuit an admission of guilt on the part of Facebook. He basically just fulfilled or confirmed every claim that's in our lawsuit. So I don't even mind the fact that this lawsuit is taking more time to work its way through the court system, because week after week, there are new admissions by these tech giants that confirm our claims in the lawsuit. It's incredible. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg and his attorneys can't argue that, oh, we didn't censor people, we didn't do that, when Zuckerberg has come out and basically admitted, well, we censored people and it wasn't cool and it was all biased and it was all thought police, and we did that and we're going to stop doing that. We're going to replace it now with something more like community notes, which is what X has been using. And community notes aren't perfect, but they do provide context, especially when somebody posts a video, let's say, that is from years ago, but they claim it just happened last night, you know, like a video from something out of Ukraine or Russia or even Israel, whatever. And it turns out that, yeah, they're really being deceptive. That's an old video. In those cases, I find community notes to be very useful. In other cases, community notes are still just pushing the mainstream propaganda, like claiming that there's no link between vaccines and autism. Well, of course there is. But the community notes increasingly are controlled by pharmaceutical interests or Mossad or the CIA or the deep state. So that's the thing that all these tech platforms have to watch out for, is community notes being infiltrated and controlled by the same entities that control Wikipedia, which is the CIA and the deep state. And Wikipedia is nothing but a disinformation platform, obviously, that just pushes lies and smears good people. And it's been that way for, you know, over a decade. But I do think we have to give credit to Elon Musk in this case for forcing Mark Zuckerberg to abandon the thought police fact checkers. I mean, without Elon's leadership in this space, by saying, hey, we're going to open up Twitter or X to be a little bit better on free speech. It's not perfect either, by the way, but a little bit better. And we're just going to have community notes. We're not going to censor people for all the thought speech that they used to engage in. Well, X is moving in the right direction, and that is encouraging other platforms like Facebook now to follow suit. Interestingly, Facebook also fired or let go of one of its top executives, who has been replaced now by a conservative executive who probably voted for Trump. So Mark Zuckerberg wants to play nice with Trump, and it makes me wonder, what did Trump threaten Zuckerberg with exactly? Two things have happened recently that really have me realizing that Trump has got the goods on a number of powerful people. I think Trump has portfolios of you know, leverage or blackmail material on all kinds of people, including the president of Mexico, because she recently announced something really shocking, that she is going to cooperate with Mexico receiving millions of deportees out of the United States as the U.S. begins arresting and deporting all of these illegals. Well, that's not something that the president of Mexico would want to do on her own. She was clearly, at least in my view, she was arm-twisted into that. And maybe it's the tariffs threat, I'm not sure, but Trump basically just played hardball with her, which is the appropriate thing to do, and just said, look, you're either going to take these deportees back, because look, you let them in. It's your fault. You were complicit in this invasion of the United States. You allowed all these illegals to cross through Mexico and to cross the border. So you're going to take them back. And probably the president of Mexico is like, or what? What are you going to do? And Trump probably said something like, oh, well, or we're going to slap 50% tariffs on all exports out of Mexico, and we're going to invade your country with our military and say it's all about stopping the drug cartels. So how about that? If you don't want to be invaded by our military, you're going to take the deportees. So let us know your answer in 24 hours. Something like that. That's just my imagination of how that went down. But Trump is a negotiator, and he's playing hardball. I mean, he's got a take-no-prisoners approach at this point. So Trump's going to be using a similar tactic, I believe, against a lot of world leaders, which is really interesting, as, you know, there's a populist revolt against all these nations around the world. Canada is in a state of collapse now. Justin Trudeau has resigned. The UK is in a state of collapse. France and Germany especially is in a state of collapse. And this is because of popular revolts against these corrupt, fraudulent leaders. Now, the election in the United States that just took place was also a popular revolt against that corruption. So the United States is back on the upswing now, while these other nations are in a state of accelerating collapse. We'll see if Trump can manage this transition and keep America on a positive track. I'm a little bit pessimistic about, you know, certain aspects of America, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, you know, the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the culture, the collapse of the rule of law, and so on. But, you know, Trump was elected in an effort to try to reverse all those things. Can he pull it off? Well, we'll have to wait and see. But he's going to negotiate. He's going to play hardball with all these people out there, and he's going to put America first. I have no doubt about that. So we support that effort. Now, back to free speech on these platforms. So Facebook wants to bring people back that abandoned Facebook because of all the censorship and discrimination and everything. Well, hey, I think Mark Zuckerberg owes us all an apology. And according to my lawsuit, I think he owes us compensation for the economic damage, the reputation damage, effectively stealing years of our lives of being able to reach people with legitimate pro-human messages. I think Facebook owes us all compensation for the economic and reputation damage that his company caused, and that's what's named in my lawsuit. Now, of course, he's not publicly offering any such compensation, but Facebook caused billions of dollars in economic damage to various users of the platform. Billions of dollars, maybe tens of billions of dollars. It may be incalculable, but it's a massive amount of economic damage. And now Zuckerberg just wants to say, well, let's let bygones be bygones, essentially. And so we're going to have free speech from now. Well, I doubt it. I don't think Facebook's going to have free speech. That'll be easy to test. Just say vaccines cause autism and see if you get censored. You will be censored. They're not going to allow that. The culture of censorship is deeply ingrained at Facebook, just like it is at Google and YouTube and LinkedIn and Vimeo and all these other places that also engage in the same thought police, punitive deplatforming and silencing of voices that were, I believe, among the most important voices for humanity. This was all a criminal conspiracy during COVID to try to maximize COVID casualties, to maximize vaccine uptake so that people would commit vaccine-assisted suicide as part of a globalist depopulation agenda. And I believe that Mark Zuckerberg is one of the globalists and that he was ordered to push this depopulation agenda through his platform. And he obediently went along with that and caused not just economic damage, but also I think that his policies got huge numbers of people killed from vaccines. People who would otherwise be alive today if they had had access to honest and truthful information about the dangers of the COVID vaccines. But none of that information was allowed to be shared on Facebook. And Facebook deliberately engaged in the kind of censorship that resulted in people dying. So I don't know what you call that in a legal sense. Is that involuntary manslaughter, perhaps? I don't know. But many of us believe that those who were part of this criminal conspiracy to get people killed with COVID and the hospital homicide and the vaccines, we believe that many of these people should be criminally prosecuted. Criminally prosecuted by Trump's DOJ. We should prosecute top people at the FDA. We should prosecute top people at the CDC. We should prosecute many of the top people at the pharmaceutical companies. And I believe we should criminally prosecute some of the leaders of Google, YouTube. And at this point, I would not support criminal prosecutions against Zuckerberg as he is coming around. You know, he's changing his ways, but I do believe that he owes compensation for all the economic and reputation damage that his policies caused. But I would not support a criminal prosecution of Zuckerberg, although I would support criminal prosecutions of Google and YouTube and the people that run Wikipedia, who are all part of a criminal conspiracy to deceive the public and to promote death and depopulation. That is a crime against humanity, and it is an ongoing crime at the highest levels of the FDA, the CDC, Big Pharma, even at the EPA, etc. There are many criminals in government agencies that I believe need to be criminally charged and prosecuted and imprisoned for life if found guilty. Many of them, probably thousands of them. Now, will Trump's DOJ pursue such criminal prosecutions? I have no idea. I kind of doubt it. And it seems more important actually to prosecute people for the 2020 election fraud. That's got to be done. And also, there was a lot of election fraud by Democrats in the 2024 election, especially in the House seats in California and other places. So we need a lot of criminal prosecutions. The DOJ is going to be very, very busy. They may not have time to prosecute corrupt FDA officials right at first. So I'm willing to have some patience with this process. We've got 4 years. Let's, for the first year of the Trump administration, 2025, let's prosecute all the people involved in election fraud. And then in 2026, let's prosecute all the people involved in COVID fraud. That includes FDA, Big Pharma, CDC, etc. And then 2027, and we pick another group to prosecute. Because, you know, you can't do them all at the same time. And somewhere in there, you got to prosecute all the child traffickers, pedophiles, and rapists. You got to prosecute all the NGOs who were part of the human trafficking operations. So maybe you put that first. I don't know. It's up to the DOJ to figure out the priorities here. There's a lot of bad actors in this country that need to go to jail. And some of them are in the tech industry. That's for sure. So the bottom line in all of this is that Mark Zuckerberg is starting to see the light. He wants to remain relevant. And he is dropping censorship, at least the left-wing fact-checker version of it, on Facebook. I very much doubt Facebook will become a purist free speech platform. X isn't. You know, Elon Musk isn't there yet. And the truth is, if you really want freedom of speech, you can't rely on a person to decide what you're allowed to say. You need to join a platform where free speech is algorithmically guaranteed. In other words, a platform where no man, no woman, no person can ban somebody. Those platforms do exist. We run one of them. It's called Brighteon.io. It's built on the Bastion.com infrastructure, which is a peer-to-peer blockchain-driven decentralized social media platform. It's a one-of-a-kind. It's genius, actually, in its design and structure and resilience. And it can survive nuclear wars. It can survive even the takedown of the domain name servers, because if you run the app for Brightown.io, it doesn't even need domain name resolution. It doesn't use domain names. It's peer-to-peer IP traffic that cannot be censored. There are no central servers, so the servers can't be confiscated. It's true free speech. So more people should move over to platforms like Bastion.com or Brightown.io, which, again, are powered by the same engine, and stop begging people like Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk to allow you to speak. You know, we don't need people like that to tell us what we're allowed to say. That's the bottom line. Build up your following on platforms that do not engage in that kind of censorship. But that would also include Gab and Brightown.social and Telegram and Truth Social, etc. That's where you should be building your platforms. For me, I don't think I'm going back to Facebook unless Zuckerberg and his legal team offer us compensation for all the damage they caused us. And our lawsuit shall continue. And in that lawsuit, I am fighting for the rights of everybody to be able to speak freely, not just for us, but everybody. And I think that's really, really important. We need to live in a world where we don't have wealthy tech people that get to decide what speech is or what's allowed. That's not okay. And so I am a free speech purist. I think that we should use decentralized platforms that ensure algorithmically our ability to speak. And that's why we have built Brightown.com, Brightown.io, Brightown.social, and now another form of freedom of speech through our AI language models, Brightown.ai. So check out all of those tools and websites if you really want to be free, if you want to have free expression without being censored, without being controlled, without being demonetized, without being, you know, deplatformed. Check out the Brighteon universe of websites. And by the way, listen to this great song here called Brighteon, Turn It On, a song that I created. I wrote all the lyrics. I did the prompt engineering with the help of AI. Created this song with great instruments and great vocals. Enjoy this song, Brighteon, Turn It On. Thanks for listening.
Place of truth and light for those who seek sweet freedom to open up their eager eyes. The doorways are open, the senses are closed. The world now awaits to hear the things you know. Knowledge is treasure, unlimited flows. The truth now it beckons, and you're the one it chose. The truth is revealing, the psyops exposed. When you see reality, be wise enough to know that knowledge is power and freedom is gold. When we think and speak it, the universe beholds. Party on, bring it on. Party on, let's get it on. If it matters, you'll find it there. Where free speech is allowed, righty on. Come and say it strong and loud, righty on. Get excited, a world enlightened. You'll see it clearly now, break out from the crowd. Get the news that really matters, righty on. Hear the scoop on inside. Brighty on, where the truth is born.
All right, the Goldback Company has just issued a new set of goldbacks for the state of Florida. This is the one goldback for Florida. It's got a unique pattern on it. And here's the five, which is 5/1,000ths of an ounce of gold embedded in the goldback itself. These contain real physical gold in them. We've done the lab testing and verified the purity and the mass of the gold. And for the first time ever, Florida is now represented in goldbacks. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, then you'll see our lab testing that we've conducted on the goldbacks, and there's a link there where you can purchase goldbacks. We do benefit from that purchase. We get a little bit of an affiliate reward for the goldbacks. We've partnered with the Goldback Company, but you get real physical gold in this highly divisible form. And here's some of our testing that we've done with the crucible. And this is the acid dissolving. This is the stone test and so on. We use our ICP-MS instruments and our analytical balances to verify the amount of gold they contain. And just here's some more photos. And then here's some of the results down here. Sorry, it's a lot of information. Yeah, here we go. Recovery over 100%. So you're going to get at least 100% of the gold that is claimed in these gold backs. So this says 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold, which today, you know, I mean, gold's getting a lot more valuable in terms of dollars because dollars are declining in value. But this is a divisible form of gold. You know, it's hard to spend a gold coin. And I mean, gold coins have their place, don't get me wrong. And I think anybody acquiring gold is on a path of wisdom as far as I'm concerned. But this is a divisible form. Like you can use 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold to pay for a sandwich, for example, or to barter with someone, or to use it at a farmer's market, or to give it as a gift, or to use it as tips. These are amazing. They have amazing artwork. There are different states that are represented, like Wyoming, for example, and Utah, but now Florida for the first time. So go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, click on the link there, and you'll be able to see the entire Florida set that's available now for the first time ever. Texas is not yet available, but we're hoping that will happen maybe next year. But Florida is available now. Collector sets are available. These are going to be collector's items in addition to, you know, their utility, and they make amazing gifts for people, especially Christmas gifts too. So these are in stock and available right now at verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support.